Today marked a special day for Warner Bros. Studios. It was the 5 years anniversary of when the Slappy Squirrel cartoons first aired. A party was thrown to celebrate, as everyone was enjoying themselves, but one was not. That someone was none other than Walter Wolf, the 25-year-old muscular villain of the show. To him, this was nothing more than a reminder of the beatings he's taken since he started working on this cartoon. Stupid squirrel, 5 years worth of beatings dished out by her, and I have nothing to show for it, thought the 25-year-old Wolf. While Slappy was being bombarded with the praise, she noticed Walter sulking in the corner and decided to approach him. "Hey, my big bad Wolf, enjoying the party? Don't call me that and get lost, squirrel. Geez, you're an even bigger killjoy than usual. By the way, stop by my place later tonight, I have something for you," said his nemesis. "Oh joy," he said in a sarcastic tone. Later that day, as he walks through the lot trying to blow off steam, Walter couldn't shake how upset he was. That whole party, he got no praise for his contribution, and now he was going to go to the home of his nemesis to most likely to hear her brag again. The very thought only made him angrier. "No, tonight she pays for all the humiliation. I'm going to humiliate her, with a little help from Acme, hee hee." That night, Walter's whole mood had changed from earlier. He now had a plan to get revenge, thanks to a vial on him filled with a strange clear liquid. "Once she gets a taste of this, she'll be telling me all her secrets, then I'll reveal it to the media." The liquid was called Acme Villain's Truth Juice, a creation of Acme Corporation's villain branch. The tasteless substance is untraceable and blends in with whatever it's poured into. "I'm going to enjoy humiliating her. The best part, by tomorrow she won't remember anything from after drinking it. She'll never know how I got all her secrets." Reaching her tree, he knocked on the door. Walter was then greeted by a pink robe wearing Slappy. The length of the robe stopped right on top of her knees and it clung to her almost like a second skin. "Oh hey, Walter, I'm a little surprised you came. You asked me here," he replied. "Right, come on in. Aren't you a little underdressed for whatever this is?" "Hey buddy, this is my home. I dress however I like here." "Fine, let's just get this over with. All in due time, but first want something to drink." Walter was about to say no, but the sudden realization of his opportunity changed his mind. "Sure, why not?" As Slappy walked over to her nearby wine rack, she began searching for the perfect wine to serve. She paid no attention to Walter, who was checking her out from behind. Despite his contempt for his on-slash-off-screen nemesis, Walter was not blind to Slappy's beauty or her rocking body, be it her shapely figure, her large tits or her big round ass. Slappy was a babe. "Well, after I ruin her career, at least she'll have a future in pornos," he thought with a grin. "Found it." Turning back around, Slappy presented a wine bottle of red wine with two drinking glasses, pouring each a drink. Walter took slow sips as he waited for a chance to spike Slappy's drink. "Wait, I almost forgot, I'll be right back," she said, heading to the kitchen. "She's making this too easy." Once she was out of sight, Walter wasted no time spiking her drink with his Acme potion, leaving the vial aside. True to its word, the potion blended with the wine, leaving no trace of it being tampered fault with. "I can't wait until she gets a sip of that." After a few minutes, Walter was getting a little impatient, wondering what was taking so long. "Found it. Sorry, I forgot where I put it. She came out chewing on something before swallowing." Returning with a box, Slappy dropped it in Walter's lap before dropping down, preparing to drink her spiked wine. "So what's in here? Open it and find out, you yutz." Walter decided to just humor her. Ripping off the wrapping paper revealed a white box that said on the front, "To my number one yutz." As he opens the box, Walter became shocked at what he found inside: a gold plaque with a silver frame. Etched into the gold was a picture of Walter from their first cartoon 5 years ago, and under was writing that said, "Thanks for the laughs." "What is this? What do you think it is?" "My way of saying thanks." "For what?" "For your part on the show. Since those losers we work for wasn't going to acknowledge your contribution, I decided to show that I at least appreciate that you were able to take all that I dished out." "I don't know what to say. Don't say anything, I have a reputation to keep, I don't want others to think I'm going soft on you. She said as she downed her wine. Walter was speechless, this was something he never expected, let alone from Slappy, but all the same he was touched. However, he soon realized that he couldn't ruin Slappy after this gift, but it was too late, she had already downed his spiked drink. You know, suddenly I feel I can tell you anything, said Slappy. Really? Oh boy, he thought. Sure, like you want to hear a secret. Slappy, maybe you shouldn't go telling. I'm still a virgin, she said nonchalantly. Hearing that shocked Walter, as he was not expecting to hear something like that coming. Really? I mean a girl like you. What do you mean a girl like me? You think I'm some slut who gives it up to anyone? No, I mean that, well, I thought you already had a boyfriend, and well, you know. Well, I don't, in fact, the closest thing I ever had to was in college, but he broke up with me in a week saying I was too much for him. Walter couldn't help but feel sorry for Slappy, but he felt even worse knowing that she was spilling her guts because of the juice. To be honest, guys say I act like a predator, but I would rather be the prey. Getting chased makes me horny. What? Well, to be technical, when you're chasing me, it makes me horny. Me, why? Well, I like your stamina. I mean, sit and beanie, all it takes is one blow and they're down, but you can take it and get right back up again. It makes me so hot. Slappy started fidgeting with her robe as she started to feel hot in it. Why is this robe so tight? It's so constricting and it's making me really hot. Without warning, Slappy undid her robe, tossing it to the floor, revealing she had nothing under it. She was completely naked. Walter's eyes widened with shock as he saw every inch of Slappy's sexy body. That's all kinds of better. Slappy, what are you doing? Don't tell me that the guy who once took 10 tons of TNT is afraid of seeing a pair of innocent little boobies? She teased, making her boobs jiggle. I'm not afraid, and those jugs are in no way little. Then you wouldn't be afraid to touch them either. Of course not. Wait, what? Before Walter could realize what he said, Slappy grabs his hands, placing them on her tits, making him fondle her. This is way better than doing it by myself. Slappy, why did you? Relax, you act like my tits are going to bite. This is like years worth of wet dreams coming true, let me enjoy it. Walter wanted to let go, his mind told him to let go, but the more he tried, the more his finger sunk in. How do they feel? Amazing, they're so soft. Walter continued playing with Slappy's chest, making her lightly moan from the pleasure. For a villain, you sure know how to treat the lady. Thanks. So are you ready to go all the way? What? I want you, Walter Wolf, I want you to be my first and make me yours. Yours? Walter, you can't deny it's always been there. What? The sexual tension between us. Excuse me. I've had a crush on you since day one, all our cartoons made me want you more, it's obvious you want me too. Dropping a safe on me, is how you show your feelings for me? It's my way of flirting, besides, it worked for my parents. She teased. Walter thought the juice worked too well as he learned more about Slappy than he has hoped for. So let's stop fighting it and just go for it. If you want, I'll even do a little role playing to get you in the mood. Pulling Walter on top of her, she now made it look like he had her pinned down to the couch by her breasts. Eek, someone please save me, a big bad wolf is having his way with me, said Slappy, pretending to be helpless. What the hell is she doing and why is it turning me on? He thought. Please, Mr. Wolf, don't hurt my breasts, they're so sensitive. Slappy pretending to be helpless really did arouse Walter, the squirrel who always dominates, was now at his mercy, even if she was pretending it really turned him on. So much he began massaging her breast harder, causing her pink nipples to harden. You're making my nipples hard, please don't look at them. It's embarrassing. She moans as she looked at him with an embarrassed yet innocent expression on her face. Every ounce of restraint was telling him not to give in, but the thought of finally dominating Slappy was too good, even if it is just pretending. It will be fine. She won't remember by tomorrow, he rationalized. Mr. Wolf, Why are you staring at my nipples like that? Are you going to do something naughty to them? Sorry, baby, from this moment on these are mine now. He teases as he gave her boobs a squeeze. Leaning in, Walter began licking both Slappy's nipples, making her moan from the pleasure as he sucked on each tit. I'm going to suck on these babies until milk comes out. He teases as he gives her nipples a playful nibble each. Eek, Mr. Wolf, how could you treat my breasts this way, you big bad wolf? She moaned as he sucks on both her nipples at the same time. Call me Walter, and it's easy when my prey is so sexy. You don't think I'm sexy? She asked as the white fur on her face turned red. Leaning in, Walter pressed his lips against Slappy's, locking her into a kiss. At first Slappy tried to resist, but it was obvious that she was pretending to resist. Taking it up a notch, Walter invaded Slappy's mouth with his tongue, causing her to moan. Damn, this is so hot, he thought. Breaking the kiss, Walter scooped Slappy up, holding her bridal style as he headed upstairs with her. Walter, where are we going? She asked, still pretending to be submissive. Somewhere more romantic, like your bedroom. Finding her room, he saw a large queen-size bed. Placing her on the bed, Walter stepped back and began undoing the straps to his overalls. Walter, what are you doing? She asked as she crawled on all fours to the side of the bed. Just making myself more comfortable, baby. Can't have sex with my clothes on. I don't know how to have sex, she said, blushing. Well then, I'm just going to have to teach you. Really? Well then, please teach me everything? She asked with curiosity. Damn it, why is she so damn cute suddenly? He thought. Removing his overalls, Walter stood there as naked as Slappy, his huge boner out in the open, causing Slappy to become visibly intimidated so much Walter couldn't tell if she was acting or if it was real, but decided to go along with it. See something you like, babe? I, she said as she shyly averted her eyes. Walking up to her, he took her hands, wrapping them around his dick, making her stroke it with both hands. Be honest, you like my dick, don't you? It's the first real one I ever touched, and it feels amazing. Slappy began stroking Walter's cock like a pro, making him moan and growl in pleasure with each stroke. How are you so good at this? You can learn a lot watching pornos and practicing on dildos, she teased. You watch pornos? Yeah, especially the wolf ones. Really? There's the one I really like, when the wolf sneaks into his prey's shower and begins groping her. It's so hot the way she tries to resist him but gives in when she feels his big cock rubbing between her thighs, making her wet. I've seen that one. You have? I often imagine it's us. Maybe we should recreate that scene next time. Sure, next time. You promise? Sure, but this time. Climbing on top of her, he looked down on her with an expression that was both threatening and seductive. I just want to eat you up. Well, then bon appetit, big boy. Pinning her down before he kissed her again, making her giggle. Following his way downward, he made his way to her tits before making his way down until he reached between her legs. Playfully, Slappy closed her legs, preventing Walter from seeing her special area. Spreading her legs apart, Walter got to look at what no other male has ever seen before: Slappy's womanhood. It gave off the faint scent of walnuts, which was intoxicating to him, along with it being already wet from anticipation. My, what a cute little wet pussy you have. What are you going to do to my cute little wet pussy? Well, it smells like walnuts. Let's see if it tastes like it too. Diving in like a mad beast, Walter began eating Slappy out like a pro, first sliding his tongue up and down her outer lips and teasing her clit, making her moan and cry out his name. Without warning, he pushed inside her, making her yell in pleasure, thrashing her inner walls, making her squirm from the feeling of his big tongue inside her, reaching in deep. In a funny way, Walter was finally getting to do what he tried to do in a number of his cartoons. He was finally eating Slappy. Oh, Walter, eat me. Eat me with your big fat tongue, you big bad wolf. Slappy cried out. The sound of Slappy's moans and cries mixed with the slurping sound Walter was making as he continued to eat Slappy out filled the bedroom. Finally, Slappy couldn't take any more as she felt the dam was about to burst. Keep going, you big bad wolf, I'm going to come. Please drink my love juice, it's all for you. She cried out. Biting her bottom lip, Slappy came right into Walter's mouth like a fountain. Her love juice flow right into his mouth and down his throat. Slappy's juices were actually sweet, much to Walter's surprise as he drank up every ounce. Looking up at Slappy, he noticed that she was crying a little. Slappy, are you okay? Sitting up, Slappy embraced him, confusing him as she held onto him tightly. Slappy? I'm fine, I'm just so happy and I'm not used to being emotional. Emotional? Walter, I don't want to have sex.
You don't?
No, I thought I wanted just that, but what I truly want is for you to make love to me.
What?
I love you, Walter, I can't deny it anymore, but I know you hate me. So while we're together like this, please love me back. Walter was taken back by this. His archenemy just told him that she loves him. This was something he wasn't ready for. Looking down at her as she looked up at him, Walter didn't see his nemesis but a woman who wanted his love. This made him question his whole view on Slappy. Was he in the right to hate her for all these years, or did he really hate her? I want to know what could have been, just this once. Walter, let's pretend the last 5 years never happened. Deciding to give her what she wanted, laying her on her back, Walter positioned himself, the tip of his dick rubbing against her entrance. Slowly he pushed forward, making her moan as he went inside her. Oh, Walter, deeper, I want you all the way inside me, I want to be one with you. Slowly she took in his large cock until it was all inside her, wincing a little from the pain of losing her virginity. The two began adjusting to the feeling of being connected to each other. Slappy felt like a vice squeezing Walter's dick tighter and tighter, while it felt like to her that he was getting bigger and bigger inside her. Thank you, Walter. Slowly the two began moving to find their rhythm. Walter's hands were on Slappy's hips while hers were resting on her breasts. This feels amazing, I never thought it would feel this good. Glad you love it, because we're just getting started. Pulling back, Walter began thrusting into Slappy harder and harder, making her bed rock from every thrust. Walter, you're so big, it feels so good. You're really tight, Slappy. The two continued moaning each other's name over and over, changing positions a little. Slappy sat up, wrapping her arms around Walter's neck, her legs around his hips, allowing her the leverage she needed to start bouncing on his dick while he held her up by her butt. Breast hard against him, her breasts were squished against his chest. Slappy held on like she never wanted to let go, like she never wanted to let him go, as they slammed into each other with great force. Walter, please love me harder. Slappy, I'm going to come. Come inside me, you horny wolf, fill me with your big bad cum. Walter couldn't deny her as he kissed her. Their pace increased faster as the two were close to hitting the end, and it came. Slappy came first, followed by Walter, who filled her up with his cum. The two held on until they both stopped coming. Falling back onto the bed, Walter pulled out, allowing his cum to leak out of Slappy. Oh Walter, hurry, put it back in me please, I don't want your cum to leak out. Despite coming twice, Slappy was nowhere near done. She wanted to keep going, she wanted Walter to keep loving her hard. Turning on all fours, Slappy rubbed her ass against him, inducing Walter to put his dick buck in her. Please Walter, don't make me wait anymore, please put your dick buck in me. You asked for it. He said, grabbing her ass. Slappy's tail shot up like a cat being spooked as Walter spread her ass cheeks, allowing him access to her pussy again as he reinserted himself, going so far in that his crotch was touching her ass. Ooh, Walter, what a big dick you have. The better to fuck you with, my dear. Walter began pounding Slappy harder, going as far as giving her slaps on the ass, making her yelp. Oh, Walter, spank me harder and make my booty jiggle. Walter continued until he felt like he was going to erupt like a volcano inside her. Slappy, I'm going to blow. Do it, Walter, let it all out inside me. I don't care if I get pregnant, I'll gladly have your babies. Walter couldn't hold it in anymore as he came inside her, filling her womb with his cum, making her cry out his name one more time. As she collapsed on the bed, Walter tired himself lay down next to her. Taking his hand, Slappy smiles at him in a loving way. Thank you, Walter, thank you for loving me back, even if it is this one time.
she said, drifting off to sleep. Thank you for appreciating me. I love you, my big bad wolf, she said, finally falling asleep. After waiting until she really was asleep, Walter went to work cleaning things up. He knew he couldn't stay as Slappy wouldn't remember what happened, and he didn't know how to explain it to her. First, he cleaned up Slappy, wiping the sleeping girl down before putting her to bed properly before getting dressed. Before leaving, he took one more look at his sleeping nemesis, giving her another kiss before leaving, taking his present along with him. A few days later, the shooting for the next Slappy Squirrel cartoon was done for the day. Walter wasn't in the scene, but he stayed watching Beanie and Sid get clobbered, though his parts were going to be shot tomorrow. As everyone was wrapping things up for the day, Slappy noticed Walter and approached him. Oh hey Walter, I wasn't expecting you here today. The director wanted me here. Actually, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to ask you about the other night.
The other night?
Yeah, it's kinda weird to ask this, but I remember you coming over and me giving you your present, but after drinking some of my wine my mind gets a little fuzzy. Do you remember what happened? Walter didn't want to tell her what happened. He felt bad about the potion and that it made her reveal her true feelings for him against her will. We drank a little, then we talked, then I went home. Nothing special really happened. Oh, okay, well I gotta go. I need to get ready. I have a dinner date tonight with a hunk. Have a nice time. Whoever he is, he's lucky. Turning to leave, Slappy walked off, but something fell out of her pocket without her noticing. Seeing this, Walter called out to her as he picked it up. Slappy, you dropped your... Looking at the thing, he realized it was a packet of chews with one missing. What surprised him the most was the name. Acme Anti-Truth Juice Chews. Take one chew and swallow makes you immune to truth juice. Walter was left stupefied. There was no way she could have, but then again, this was Slappy. She was always a step ahead of him when he thinks he won. He really didn't apostrophe T. Realizing why she took so long in the kitchen before coming back, this left him with so many questions. How did she... When did she find? Does this mean she... Oh, Walter, called Slappy. Looking up, he saw Slappy standing a distance from him, calling to him with a seductive smile. Try not to be late for our date, and don't forget that promise you made me, my big bad wolf. Before he could say anything, she walked off, rocking her hips as she hummed. All Walter could do, faint from exasperation. That squirrel. The end.